Welcome to the Fierce Female Network. I'm your host, Fierce Manson, and today is Tuesday, baby. It's Tuesday night, May 24th, 2022, 9 p.m. on the Central Standard Time Zone and 10 p.m. on the Eastern Standard Time Zone. Y'all know what Mama gonna say. The Eastern Standard Time Zone is a time zone that rocks my socks off, honey. And, you know, I got to push it up to the ATL, to my home team. Must give a shout-out to my team, Fierce Nation International, the hardest working team on the planet. They are based in Zimbabwe, Kenya. Do have members in East and West Africa, the UK and Germany, and my honorary member in India, Karan Patori. Listen, I do want to take a moment out to thank all my international listeners. I do want to thank y'all. They are so loyal. Thank you so much. They listen in every day. Listeners from the Netherlands, Ireland, the UK and Germany, and do have members that listen in Africa. Thank you so very much. I really do appreciate y'all. Thank you so kindly. And Australia, those that are listening from Australia, I really do appreciate it. This show is being brought to you by Gumbarum, gumbarum.com. That's GUBBARUM.com, gumbarum.com. Listen, we do have two different Gumbarum flavors. One is infused with vanilla, one infused with gold. We have silver and gold. The gold is infused with coconut. Listen. And Steve Gum, the CEO of Gumbarum, will be in New Orleans in June the 7th through the 12th. So if you do live in New Orleans, Louisiana, you can sample Gumbarum, baby. You can get your sap on, baby. Now, listen, y'all ain't coming to get drunk. Now, we ain't bringing no whole boatload for folks to just sit there and get drunk. No, listen, it's a New Orleans Wine and Food Expo. So Steve's going to be in New Orleans June the 7th through the 12th. That's going to be at 900 Camp Street. You can meet Steve Gum in New Orleans and get your sample and your food on, because there's going to be plenty of food around at the Wine and Food Expo. Now, listen, I got a special musical showcase for some great, talented artists. I do have some music by Hollis Morissette. Now, listen, ooh, his music is just divine and to die for, honey. Y'all going to hear it in 2 minutes. But listen, I got another great artist. Got some music by Tyrae. Y'all check this out. The name of this song is Time to Go, Time to Go. Y'all going to love this. This is great music on tonight. Going to be a little bit smooth with it. We're going to get smooth with it. We're going to chill. So now, listen, whatever you need to wind down and chill, go on and get it. Whether it's Miller's Light, Bud's Light, maybe a little wine, you know, maybe a little champagne. I'm a champagne girl because every day is a champagne day. Every day we see is a special day. That's the way I look at it. So listen, look quiet. Y'all sat down. Sat down in the back. I always got to tell Bart Simpson to sit down. He comes in here with his fake choir members. Now, they come here with these fake robes, these fake choir members, with these glasses, trying to get a sip of Gumbarum. They pretend like they, you know, angelics. They are in the angelic choir. But they ain't no choir members. They come in here in a, you know, with a mask and costume pretending. They pretend they sat back there like they're so sweet and adorable. And they really just creeping up in here trying to get a sip of Gumbarum. So, listen, y'all just sat on down. I don't want no trouble out of y'all. Listen, just smell the bottle. Just smell the bottle. Don't be drinking up my stuff. I need that for my show, okay? So listen, y'all, just take a sip, a smell out of the bottle. Don't sip nothing. No, don't sip. Just smell. Just go like this. Just smell it. Okay, now listen. Act like you Snoop Dogg. Pretend like you Snoop Dogg. I tell you what, pretend like you Snoop Dogg. Y'all know how Snoop Dogg be walking around and all that puffing smoke. You know, he be inhaling, exhaling. Do that. Inhale, exhale. Now, that's what you do with Gumbarum. Don't drink mine. Just, you know, inhale the scent, then exhale. Okay, and then you got your sip. That's your sip. Now, listen, this is time to go.
Yeah.
Listen. That's an upcoming artist out of Daytona Beach. Daytona Beach. The artist's name is Tyree. And, you know, I like that. Time to go. Some people, you know, it's just time for them to go. You know, he said in the song, I heard the lyrics, but he said, you're changing my cosmic energy. You know, and to me, when somebody, oh, Lord, y'all know mama give life lessons. So listen, when he talking about time to go, to me, and somebody changing, you know, your atmosphere, your cosmic energy. See, when you say cosmic energy, that means that you're changing the atmosphere in the room. You know, I'm serious about that. I'm so serious when it comes to that. I am serious when folks come up in my space with all their different, you know, energy, different spirit. See, and really sometimes people don't realize that they carry a presence with them. Everybody carries a presence. You know, if we didn't carry a presence with us, we wouldn't be walking around. We'd be 6 feet under somewhere. So listen, to me, the artist, the young artist, Tyree, you know, and that's on time to go. Listen, some people, you know, they just need, you just need to say this to them. Because they suck all the life out of everything. You know, see, listen, I like things that's alive, moving, you know, full of energy, full of life. You know what I mean? So when he say changing the cosmic energy, that's telling me somebody done walked into the hip space and changed everything, changing the atmosphere. See, listen, oh, Lord Jesus, here come a life lesson. Now, I ain't got time to teach on this, but listen, I'm going to say this real quick. See, listen. When you live and understand the spirit realm and things of spirituality, and see, to me, time to go, I can look at that in the spiritual sense, too. You can look at it in the spiritual sense, and you can look at it in the physical. Because, listen, when you got people that's coming and going, listen, especially with folks like me that's real have a lot of empathy for people and empathetic, listen, when folks come up in my space, you know what? Whatever kind of energy that's on them and they feeling it, I feel it. And you know, that's really hard. That's really stressful. That can be a stressful thing when you're a person that emphasizes with other people really, really easy and you don't try to. It just kind of happens that way. So listen, when he talks about the cosmic, changing his cosmic energy, you're changing his space all around him. Maybe it's, you know, something that he don't want all up in his space. So listen, that means you got to, you know, change your girlfriend. You maybe got to take some new applications. Back in the day, we used to call it taking interviews and applications. So maybe you need to take some new applications to change your space, you know, so you can get the right type of person with the right cosmic, you know, energy that's going to add to you. You know, don't bring nobody up in your life that's taken away from you. Sometimes folks just take away, they suck life out of you. That's negative. It's almost like a battery. You know, with a battery, you got a positive and you got a negative, right? And so when you put that battery in that thing, oh, Jesus Christ, I didn't know I was electric. But listen. Listen, when you put the battery in something that you're trying to get it to work, you got the positive and you got the negative. Right? You look at the battery, you see the plus, you see the negative. If you put that battery in backwards, you ain't got nothing. You ain't got no power going on. You ain't got nothing. So listen, people with the wrong energy and the wrong presence, they are negative. So when you bring them into your life and you put them into your life, you ain't got nothing going on because it ain't working right. You got the wrong switch. You ain't putting it in right. So you get rid of that person and you get somebody that got a positive. When you put that into your life, put that battery in, that's positive. Everything just clicks and switch on, and it be moving and it working for you. Now, listen, I got some more music for you. This music is by an artist called Hollis. His name is Hollis Morissette. Oh, don't that sound sexy? Too sexy for my shirt. Too sexy for my shirt. Yes, listen. This artist is bad. Let me tone it down. Y'all know I be real, real into what I'm talking about because I love my music. Love my music. So I got some stuff for you. This is artist. The artist is Hollis Morissette. Now, that's just really, really phenomenal. He got some good stuff, y'all. And I'm going to lay it down on y'all. I want y'all to hear it on tonight. It is fantastic and fabulous. Now, listen. Y'all get ready because he real smooth. He real smooth now. And y'all also check out his website. He got a real tough website, right? He got a really, really nice website. It is Hollis, H-O-L-L-I-S. Last name is MORRISSETTE.com. Y'all check him out. He's a model. He's an artist. He's an author. He has written a children's book. Yes, he has. Yes, he has. And you're going to hear some of his music, a special musical salute and showcase for him going on today, tomorrow, and Thursday, y'all, going on. So now that's when it's called Your Love Is. Mm-hmm. Your Love Is. Check this out. Listen. That was phenomenal. Listen, he really has a great voice. I love his vocals. I love the lyrics. I love the beat. It is really, really smooth. And I want to tell you, this artist, once again, he's an American actor, singer, songwriter, former from Mr. United States pageant title holder back in 2020. He's a published author. He has published a children's book and a former model. He's been acting since the age of 8 years old and has been singing since he was a toddler. And so, listen, he is multi-talented. As you can hear from the music, he does things exquisitely and with perfection, and it is polished. I got some more music for you from this artist. Yes, I do. I want y'all to take a listen to this. Y'all gonna really enjoy this particular song. Now, listen, once again, this artist is multi-talented. And when you go to the website, you take a look at the pictures. They are the boss sauce. They are really exquisite. He's an exquisite person. I really, really do like what he has to offer. Now, listen, this one is Be My Boo. Be My Boo. Y'all take a listen. Be My Boo.
Apologize.
You know what, y'all? That is so true. That song is so true. Be My Boo. And the reason why I'm saying it's so true, he's saying, you stand at me and I'm standing at you. And that's what happens before a person becomes your boo. That's what happens, really. You know, you stand at them. They stand back at you. You might be in a place, restaurant, whatever. And everybody, you know, you're getting a look and they're giving a look back. You know, that's how it starts off. Then eventually, you know, they become your boo. So listen, I was listening to that song. And I was like, oh, my goodness. I don't know if there's a music video attached to that song, but I was listening to the song Be My Boo, and the artist once again is Hollis Morissette. I want y'all to visit the website. It's the bomb, it's polished, it's excellent. Listen, this song Be My Boo, I was like, you know, this song is so sweet. It's so sweet. It reminded me of when I was a teenager and my first boo, my real first boo. You know, I was 14 years old, and that's how things start. Well, I'm going to put it like this, be honest with the way things start. He kept on trying to talk to me, always looking at me, and I wasn't feeling him, and my mama wasn't feeling him neither. So now listen, I'm going to tell y'all the story real quick. Then I got to get on up out of here, but listen. He was always coming around. He lived right around the corner in the same neighborhood. Not really around the corner, but across the yard. I could stand on my back porch and look for my back porch and see his back porch, and he'd be out on his back porch and waving, just waving and going on. I'd be like, hey, Vicky. So anyway, he would always be coming around trying to talk to me like, what's this boy would just gone away from me? And anyway, one day he was walking with me, had his hand up on my shoulder. My mother was up on the second floor. We lived on the second floor. She was looking down, and she said, hey, boy. Do you want to lose that hand? Now, he wasn't doing nothing. He just had his hand on my shoulder. She was ready to cut the boy's hand off. She said, you better lose that hand. Now, this honest God truth. So he kept on trying to talk to him, kept on looking. I'm like, Lord, today. So finally, I started really talking back to him, and he became my boo. After a while, he became my boo, and I tell you, we dated. And I mean, I was just so madly in love with this boy named Ricky. I tell you what, stupid. Anyway, to make a long story short, back to this music video. With the Be My Boo, I could see a music video attached to that song with people in a candy store. You know, you're in the candy store and you're looking around at different candies because, you know, in the candy store you got sweet and you're looking at different things, you're sampling. And so two people, the girl and the boys in the candy store, and you're looking at one another. But anyway, that's just my point of view. I like the song Be My Boo, and y'all know what? I am pretty much out of time. It's been a stone cold blast. It's always stone cold blast around here with the Fierce Female Network. Y'all know what? The music is It's out of sight. It's going on, and Miss Jen, but y'all know what? It's out of sight. You motivated.